Thank you for calling customer service. This is Jabril speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Gwendolyn Lavera, and my bank gave me a holler to let me know that there was a charge on my account that I didn't make, and they told me to call this number and ask if you could remove that charge and everything would be okay.
All right, can you provide me with your zip code?
It's 22742. Why do we have to remember so many numbers?
Okay, and your first and last name, please.
Gwendolyn Lavera.
Okay, allow me one moment.
You bet.
Okay, ma'am, it looks like your order never went through.
It did go through or did not go through?
It didn't.
Oh, okay. That's probably a good thing because I just, you know, I've been being hit a lot by hackers and junk. And I've had to, like, change my account 3 times and then have to wait around for that stupid card. And I'm thinking, you know, at least I'm not, an oil concern or a meat packer that the Russians hacked. Although some days I feel like it. I had somebody trying to break into Facebook, and I look it up. It's from Russia / Moscow. I'm like, what the fresh hell is this? I'm thinking, my God, there's no way. What? Hitting on me? A non-entity, as far as I'm concerned? I thought, well, okay. So I just ripped it out of there, and I thought, good luck with that one. But I'm thinking, that's just kind of a – and then you hear on the news, oh, well, we got shut down, not eating meat anymore because we got hacked. I'm thinking, well, shit, so did I. So what are you all crying about, you know? It's insane. It's nuts. I chewed them all except for one thing. You know, I don't want to go to hell for those kind of people. So we just let them go on their own.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you so much for your time today, though. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're very pleasant about it.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too now. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.